Lord's Day number 43, focusing on the ninth commandment. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. I'll read the question. May the congregation read the response. Question number 112. What does the ninth commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, twist no one's words, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no man unheard or rashly, but on pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice and in all other affairs, I speak honestly and confess the truth insofar as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. Well, there's a lot there in that commandment. The focus, if you notice in the explanation of the ninth commandment, notice the statement focusing on false witness and justice, the idea of court, the idea of speaking in particular in a setting where someone has the ability to take what you say and punish financially or even physically based on the witness that you give. The language here is that of a serious nature. But it's not everything we say of a serious nature? At least, is that what the scriptures talk about? Let no coarse jesting proceed out of your mouth? The idea of lying, we understand that. But what about when we shade the truth? What about white lies? Can we sin against a brother or a sister in complimenting them and we don't mean it? How powerful is the tongue, Scripture says. It can be a fire. Life and death, Proverbs said, is in the tongue. Power of the tongue. And so God has given to us a tool of communication. We are different than the rest of creation. And he's also given us the content of that tongue, which is supposed to be what? The truth. We're to speak truth to our neighbor, to one another. We are saved by truth, by the gospel, which is true. We serve the one who declared himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is found in God. And we are identified with that truth. And so deceit and lying, it says in the catechism here, are the very works of the devil. And we are identifying with him when we lie. We are not showing forth the reality of who we are, which is that we are children of truth. And so Paul says, let your lights holding forth the word of life in Ephesians. That word of life is truth. Can you and do you, are you committed to the truth and put away that which is false and lying? You know, where does that start? Does it start with the tongue? It starts with the heart. How often have you lied to get out of trouble? How often have you lied to get out of a situation? And sometimes in your heart you justified that this is the right thing to do pragmatically in the situation. It is an easier way to get out of this situation by lying my way out than it is to speak the truth in love and suffer the consequences. But yet, is not that our calling, beloved, to be identified with the truth? Amen?
Amen.